Podcaster Gavin Newsom launches methane satellites as California borrows money for health care. By Joel B. Polak on March 23, 2025. California's Governor Gavin Newsom announced Friday that the state of California will launch methane-detecting satellite sensors at a cost of $100 million, while it is borrowing over $6 billion to fill shortfalls in its health care system. The Golden State is out of cash, and its Medicaid system, Medical, is reportedly insolvent thanks to Newsom's decision to expand free healthcare to illegal aliens. The state is also reeling from wildfires, homelessness, and crime. Yet Newsom, who recently launched his own podcast, believes that the state has enough money to fund the launch of satellite sensors to track the local release of methane, a greenhouse gas, in an effort to reduce global emissions. Ironically, California has emitted 6 times more carbon dioxide than any other state in the union over the past 17 years, thanks to wildfires that have burned out of control partly due to the state's failure to clear brush and forests. Newsom announced the satellite launch as a dig against the Trump administration over climate change, even as he is also counting on President Donald Trump and the Republicans to provide $40 billion in aid for the California fires. In a statement, the governor's office said, "The new initiative comes as the Trump administration's EPA works to dismantle decades of clean air and clean water protections. Specifically, the U.S. EPA is reconsidering the endangerment finding, which is the basis for federal actions to curb planet warming emissions of greenhouse gases including carbon dioxide and methane." The technology announced today involves satellite-mounted methane sensors which send data to enable the state to locate and monitor large emissions of methane that could otherwise go undetected. This new data will allow state and local agencies to work together with industry to stop the leaks and protect public health. The satellite project and the data acquired by it is made possible by a $100 million investment from the state's cap-and-trade program. Already, one satellite has been launched with up to 7 more to be deployed. The state will maintain a database and web portal to coordinate and document mitigation actions. While California does not own these satellites, state agencies will be able to select specific regions for observation. This data will also be available to communities to view methane mitigation efforts, education, and for outreach. Last year, California followed through on a promise by former Governor Jerry Brown when a philanthropically backed coalition, including the state, launched its own dam satellite to help track dangerous pollutants like methane. Ironically, Newsom has sought credit for the fastest major cleanup in American history in the Los Angeles wildfires, even though federal agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency, have been responsible for progress. And thank you to the EPA, thank you, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, thank you to President Trump directly for helping, Newsom acknowledged in his recent podcast, when conservative radio legend Michael Savage was his guest. While asking the Trump administration, and lenders, for money, Newsom recently signed $50 million in spending to fight the administration's policies and to provide legal assistance to illegal aliens who are resisting deportation. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.